The Social Geeks is a Spike Studio production. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 31 of The Social Geeks. You look like a cat. This episode is brought to you by GoDaddy. GoDaddy for your domain registrations. We have special code offers for you in the show notes, $7.49 for domains and more. It's The Social Geeks, episode 31. We are live in the dead of winter, apparently. Everyone is affected but Caleb.
Cold out here in San Francisco.
Yeah. And we know Caleb's always probably sitting there having a mocha and relaxing. Special guest tonight, so I give everybody the rundown. Jeff is a Geek is stuck in the ice that is hitting the Midwest and not there. Wayne Sutton said he's 50-50, he may show. But once again, Sarah's working on a project for Read Write Web. Corvita's traveling. At this moment, she said, I believe. But we have a special guest in the house, Julian Robichaud of Snaps and also the Taking Notes podcast. I've known him for, how long have I known you, Julian? Do we know?
Oh, years and years. Well, we speak together or we speak kind of alongside each other.
At the same events and conferences a lot of times.
Same events, right.
Except he's a developer, so we don't actually, you know, cross paths that often. We actually have some joint projects we produce together, though. So that's besides podcasts. We've done some development and projects and stuff. So,
yes, we're like salt and pepper.
Exactly. Which one would you be?
I'll take salt.
You'll take salt. Julian's down in Atlanta. How's the weather there?
You know, it's actually cold and icy down here. I don't think it's quite as cold and icy as it is up where you are, but we've had our share of Arctic blast.
The Highway Patrol has closed all the highways here, and they're suspecting, they said, like at least a tenth of an inch of straight ice before the heavy snow starts to come in. Welcome to the Midwest. So that's... It sucks. I slid uphill coming home on the way here, by the way, just so everyone's aware of that. We were racing to get home to record in time for the Social Geeks just for you. So let's start with the bad news. Caleb, you brought it up. Yahoo.
Yes, Yahoo has officially issued the pink slips today. Damn. And about 4%, I believe, of their workforce, which is about 500 to 600 people. And most of them are in the products group.
Okay.
And Carol Bartz, the email she sent out to all of the Yahoos was obviously leaked, and everyone got to read it. And basically what she said was, you know, we're not cutting to try and cut jobs. We're cutting because we want to refocus on the products that we care about, that we can do well, and like mail and the homepage and ads and more. And she added more in there, which seems to me to not be about focus, but we'll let that one slide. And unfortunately, probably a lot of really smart, talented people being let go. I think this really just indicates, you know, that Yahoo, rather than hiring 500 more people, has just let those people out into the marketplace for Facebook and Yahoo. Oh, I'm sorry, Facebook and Twitter and Google to snatch up and add to their developer roster. So not a good thing when you're laying off people as much as you try and spin it.
Well, what do you rely on Yahoo for? Both of you. What, I mean, honestly, what do you even use it for? I use the property Flickr, right? So they own Flickr. I use that incessantly. But what else do you really use Yahoo for anymore?
Personally, I like Yahoo Finance. I like the way their page is laid out. And I believe that Yahoo is the default for my iPhone weather.
I was just going to say that, exactly.
Yeah, so indirectly, I use Yahoo every day.
I use it every day as well. The other thing I use it for, surprisingly, is the movies.
Really?
I still go to movies.yahoo.com because I can't remember any other site's movies page.
No, that does and good ratings. I love that site for ratings.
Yeah, like they do a nice, you know, compendium of all the different newspapers and whatnot. And I know I can type into Google, you know, the title of a movie and it'll probably do it right. But I just never trust that it's going to work. And so I always just go to Yahoo Movies. So, you know, hopefully they don't kill that product because then I really will have nothing except for the Yahoo weather.
You do anything else with them, Julian?
Yeah, you know, they actually have a nice app for the iPad. They have an entertainment app that kind of blends in with the movies and TV stuff that you're talking about. And the iPad app is nice just in terms of finding information.
So not entertainment, you say?
Damn,
like TV?
Yes. Like TV? We could segue. Is that like TV?
Yes, it is like TV.
Now I got another app for the iPad. So the other thing they stopped, though, today was videos. They like just put out a notice that said, you're not uploading any more videos to Yahoo Videos. So they've apparently disbanded the team that's going to support Yahoo Videos as well. And I wonder what they're going to do with that content. You know, if you use Yahoo Videos instead of a YouTube or one of the other ones, you know, I would start looking at backing up.
What are you doing using one of, what are you doing using Yahoo videos? Yeah.
Is it okay for me to say that I didn't even know there was a Yahoo videos?
Okay, but think about this. Yahoo actually, isn't it Yahoo that owns a property that gets more web traffic than even TMZ? They own OMG.
Yeah.
And Yahoo owns these properties and no one, it's amazing. You never hear about them, yet they get more traffic than some of the sites you hear the most from. So OMG is owned by Yahoo as well. Now you'd hope they wouldn't shut that down because that's a gold mine for them in revenue for advertising.
Yeah, I think they said they were going to also try and focus on content, one of those other areas of focus. So
that means crap.
I don't think the OMG is going away. I guess, you know, it's just becoming very clear that they're, you know, outsourcing the search deal to Microsoft, divesting a lot of the stuff they even had in Flickr, which is, you know, one of the tougher technologies. Mm-hmm. Having to deal with uploading a lot of video and massive storage, shutting that product down. They're trying to get away as much as possible from the hard tech and things that they don't think they can sell very well. Now, and they think they can sell, you know, written text about celebrities pretty well. So
that
has much higher margins than, you know, trying to sell against funny cat videos.
Well, you just hit me. Something else I use them for a lot that I don't know if you guys use them. I use them for OpenID. They own idproxy.net. And I use them for my OpenID across tons of sites. So
no, the only thing I use my Yahoo ID for is Flickr. And I am barely on Flickr at all.
Well, this isn't your Yahoo ID. This is Yahoo owns the property that lets you control it. But it's idproxy, so it's OpenID. So you create an open ID that then you can use to authenticate across multiple sites. So basically,
oh, but it's an open ID that's separate from your Yahoo ID?
Correct.
Mm, why?
I guess we'll see if this is actually a really federated system if it shuts down.
Correct.
Shouldn't it be able to self-heal itself? It's all open.
Well, I think to get into open ID, I think the authentication relied on Yahoo's authentication. So you created strings of different open IDs. You could have up to 5 free open IDs.
All right. Well, again, trusting one provider with your authentication is never a good thing, even if it is supposed to be open.
Well, everyone's trusting damn Facebook, aren't they?
Yeah, but right. Yeah, they're a technology company.
I don't trust Facebook.
Well, then let's jump to that one. So let's jump to Facebook. That's a good. So, I mean, anything else? We hope the Yahoo people all are successful, that, you know, they go into somewhere else that's good. They find, you know, other properties or start their own ventures or something along those lines.
Yep.
But Facebook came out the gates again today with another, some people are saying privacy, some aren't. Some are saying, who cares, you put it there in the first place. But their tag suggestions for photos. Now, face.com had a beta for this. I was on their beta. And they will look at a photo inside of Yahoo and guess and want you to tag possibly which friends are in that photo. So they want you now to start tagging more of their digital content for them and associate. Most people don't realize you privacy control who can tag you in photos. Does this concern either of you guys? Do you guys care about this one?
Mm.
No.
You know, it kind of sounds to me like those places in third world countries that will solve CAPTCHA for you.
No, sure. Right.
In bulk.
Right, yeah, the robots to do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. More like an Amazon Turk sort of project.
Well, I mean, I see one thing they said is that if you upload big photo albums with the same person over and over, like a wedding or a show or something, it'll make it really quick and easy for you to do the recognition. You don't have to do it over and over. But it's going to scan all your photos and recommend people to put in there for you as well, which means it's reading the photo as well as your profile photos and friends' photos to try to match them up.
Yeah, so the Facebook's been investing a lot in their photos team since they acquired DiviShot, which was a really cool sort of personal photo sharing service with your family and friends. And so the team there has, you know, they released the really high quality photos, and so now they're storing much higher resolution. You know, remember that Facebook is the largest photo server service by, you know, a wide, wide margin. And so they have all these photos. And one of the most important things about Facebook photos isn't that you can print high quality prints or that you can organize by albums or anything like that. The key thing that's important about Facebook photos is that you tag your friends inside the photos and that you get an email about that and you get information in your newsfeed that you've either been tagged or that your friends are tagged. So it's very, very valuable to Facebook to have every person who's in a photo who's on Facebook be tagged.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it makes plenty of sense that they're going to try and automate that by using artificial intelligence. I think what's interesting is just that they're actually rolling this out at scale, that it's going on for everyone. You know, I remember just at the last Apple event about iLife, they were talking about the photo recognition in iLife, and that's a desktop piece of software, and that had just come in the most recent version, where it recognizes people and sort of categorizes all your friends. Facebook is going to be doing it for all your photos in their massive data center. So on one hand, I'm really sort of on a technical achievement side, it's pretty impressive that you upload photos and instantaneously it's going to tell you who it thinks they are and sort of auto-suggest. On the privacy side, they made it very clear in the blog post that if you don't want to be auto-suggested, if you don't want to be one of those people who get scanned, you can adjust that privacy setting. But I think for most people, this is really just augmenting. It doesn't automatically tag. You still have to take action to tag. And so I think it's all right. I don't think we'll see massive uproars about this feature, because I think so many people just love being tagged in photos, actually. They want to know that they're in the photo.
If you look at the demo, and I'll ask Julie in a second, if you look at the demo that VentureBeat got a hold of and able to see it, it had rows of, you know, three that said, who is this? Who is this? Except for the last guy. And it sees them all as the same face and gives one name. You click once and it assigns it to all those photos at one time. Mm-hmm. So you're right. You can turn it off, but how many people even understand? So Julian, we talk about this a lot here, and Julian's new, have you gone through and do you consistently revise your privacy settings in Facebook?
Probably like once a year. Just when something comes out that says, oh my gosh, you should check your privacy settings, that's when I check them.
So every 2 weeks.
He said once a year.
Right, I know. Yeah. So every 2 weeks is what I'm thinking you need to do.
It's not that bad.
It is.
It's not that bad.
Well, so what I'm wondering with this photo thing, though, Chris, is what if can I create like a Facebook photo bomb where I tag like all my cat pictures?
Yes.
As Chris Miller?
You could.
And suddenly all of the white cat pictures throughout Facebook suddenly come up and suggest Chris Miller?
Actually,
or only mine.
They're looking at everyone's tags. So you would have to be the only person who tagged him.
But he would. That's what you don't
and
know.
And I would. Oh my God, I've got millions of cat pictures.
You don't understand.
I can upload them all.
He would.
Well, I think 4chan will probably attack it. So they better be ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it, and that's something he would do. He would do that. Yes, I think that if you came up with enough semblance that the recognition stuff saw that someone that had hundreds or thousands of photos, yeah, it would possibly see it as a suggestion, right? But a lot of them are saying it doesn't know who it is. Please tell me. But if it matches other names in your streams or that look like it, it's trying to auto tag. I would have to be friends with that person to tag it myself. But of course, you're friends with your cat. So in theory, yes, you could get a recommendation and tag thousands of photos of someone else's name to recognition.
Okay. Well, I just want to say if that happens, Chris, it wasn't me.
Shit. Okay. I can see this is coming downhill already. This will be soon coming that I will have cat photos everywhere in there. You're not friends with Caleb yet. So Caleb, you have no fear.
I do not.
I know, but he does. So face.com, sorry for them. They've extended their technology to Facebook earlier this year. And I feel sorry for them as a partner who developed an app that they were trying to get out there that now Facebook says, hey, we're going to do it for free and we're going to include it and we're going to give it to everyone by default so they don't need to load your application. So that's a lot of, you know, a year of beta time of them wasted down the tubes. Most definitely. Let's jump to Twitter. Tired of Facebook already. So everyone check your privacy once again. They say this will roll out. Now, this is interesting before we jump. They said they will give you the ability to change your privacy settings before everyone gets the live feature. So they'll update privacy, let you change your privacy, whether people can tag you or not, in these new recommended photos, and then they'll roll this feature out to everybody. So that's interesting right there to do. Who wants to tackle the Twitter valuation first?
I'll jump on that one. So basically today Twitter announced they had raised a whopping $200 million round. $200 million is going to be deposited into their bank account. And the valuation is at $3.7 billion, which is the sort of best guess by the investors at how much the company would be worth if it were public today. And so the interesting thing here, sort of two pieces. One is that's just a shit ton of money. And that puts them in sort of the range of, I think it was almost 400. Let's see.
They got a,
yeah,
they
like
got
360 million total raised.
Yes.
Which is, puts them in the top sort of four or five companies right now, which we sort of knew, but that really elevates them into the Zynga and Facebook sort of realm. And the other thing is that the main investor was not DST, which is the Russian firm that put in a lot of money into Facebook and Zynga, but was actually Kleiner Perkins, who has sort of been out of the game recently in a lot of these really big social sort of companies. And their lead investor had said a few weeks ago at a tech conference that they really missed and were sort of frustrated that they had missed Twitter and thought it was awesome. So they were clearly jockeying for position. So clearly lots of money going to Twitter, which means they're probably not going to go for an IPO tomorrow. Very clearly, they're not going to be acquired by Google tomorrow. And really solidifying that this is a company that's going to continue to grow, and a lot of people still believe in very heavily. So congratulations to the Twitter team, and seems well-deserved. I think they're clearly doing something very important. You can't go a day without hearing about Twitter from someone, even if you're not in the tech world. And that means you've definitely crossed the chasm.
Well, I'm confused by one thing. What the heck did they do with the $100 million they just got a year ago?
So they probably still have a lot of it. But they do have over 350 employees. They've already announced they're going to be moving to London with a European office. And they're trying to hire as quickly as possible. And I think they're probably going to be investing a lot of that into their own infrastructure now, so they can buy more of their own servers and build out data centers like Facebook did. And those projects tend to take 3 to 5 years, so you need to make sure you have the money up front. And also, I think they want to buy their own building rather than continue to lease space in San Francisco. So, you know, add the money to the war chest. Facebook is generating tons of cash and raised a lot of money recently. So a lot of these companies just take a lot of money in and just sort of sit on it because they want to ensure that they're not going to have to deal with tough times in case something goes wrong.
Well, in a strange way. So, Julian, I mean, I know you use Twitter and everything else. Do you see a value in – would you invest in a company like Twitter? If someone walked up to you the street and said, hey, invest in us, would you invest?
Well, I guess I was going to kind of throw two things in. One is just me being stupid IT guy. I don't understand what it means to be valued at $3.7 billion because I just don't see – where the value is. And does Twitter make money right now?
They make some, so, right?
Yeah, they make some money. What's interesting is a lot of these valuations are not – they don't say, okay, we're going to be worth $3.7 billion because that's what we think the company's worth. It actually gets backed out as a result of how much the company wants to raise and how much they're willing to give up in the company. So, for instance, when they started the conversations, the valuation is probably closer to like $2 billion. So $200 million on a $2 billion, which is about 10%, right? A little bit less. They were going to sell 10% of the company. And that seems, you know, feasible to try and get rid of that much more. And all these other companies, all these other firms were probably bidding. And so they said, okay, well, we'll give you $200 million, but we'll only take 8% of the company or 7%. And when it ended up, you know, it sort of worked out to whatever that is, like 6 or 6.5%.
Right.
And now that's a $3.7 value, you know, valuation, $3.7 billion. Rather than going, okay, we think it's this much, it's worth this much, here's how much, you know, money we'll give you.
But last year,
because the $200 million is a really clean number, right? Like, that's the number they Twitter said, we want this much money.
Right, that's real money.
Yeah, and we only want to give away X percent of the company and then bid from there, and that's how the valuation comes up. So that's what the investors were comfortable with. And there's some general norms about how much companies are worth. But once you get to this point, it starts to get into the crazy territory, right? Like, what's the difference between $2 billion and $4 billion right now for Twitter? Probably not that much. The same for, like, Facebook, right? It was $20 billion and now it's almost $38 billion. So it's sort of still funny money.
Yeah. Well, and then I guess the other thing you mentioned is that, oh, well, Google won't buy them tomorrow, I guess. And, you know, Google just offered, what, almost $6 billion for Groupon.
Right.
And got turned down. So, you know, maybe they will. I mean, so, hey, $3.7 billion is a bargain.
So what would happen is right now they wouldn't accept 3.7 billion. They would want at least, let's see, 12 billion. Because the new investors want to get at least 3x on what they just put in.
Right.
Because if they just sold it right now, they would get their money back and that would be a terrible waste. So they wouldn't even let them sell. That's the other big thing. Is even if someone came today and offered them 3.7 billion, I don't think Twitter would be able to sell it, even if they wanted to, because their new board of directors would say no. So it's crazy.
You guys are depressing me because I think that we, for the social geeks, we could get at least $3.7.
Yeah.
At least. Maybe 3,700.
Yes.
Because we do have a great listener base and a good stream. But I mean, look at it. So they were worth 100. They got 100 million. They were worth a billion last year, right?
Right.
This year, $3.7 billion and a couple hundred million dollars from previous, but the only revenue they have now is sponsored tweets, correct? Recommended, I guess it is, or sponsored tweets and recommended people to follow based upon, you know, some of their things. That's the only really income that they have inside of it. And what was the survey that just came out from Pew? They were just talking about it. Only 8% of the entire people on the internet even use Twitter. And they look at it two ways, right? Only 8%. Well, that sucks. Or the opposite. Only 8%. Wow, we still have, you know, 92% more of to grow of internet users to use it, and we're nowhere near a Facebook. And wow, if we get everybody on here, but Facebook keeps rolling out, here's your status, here's your photos, here's your look, here's your places, here's your, and they keep, you know, sucking you in more and more and more. And I made an article posting, was it today? I think it was today or yesterday it went out, about companies now using Facebook as their homepage, using Twitter as their communication channel. People are getting sucked into these, but really not that many people use them. There's people that still use just a straight everyday webpage for a company or, for everything else. Where's the traffic is what I'm asking. Why are they getting so much money for it when I don't see them able to produce the type of revenue? There's not going to ever be a premium service that they offer.
So I think that one of the big things here is that Facebook has been doubling at a faster rate each few months. Its rate is accelerating. And the really exciting thing about compounding numbers is that they start to get really big only at the end. And so what's interesting to look at is that right now Twitter is signing up 370,000 new people every day. And when you think about 370,000 people realizing that they want to have a Twitter account, they don't have one, and signing up every single 24-hour period, that's a massive number of people to be adding to your base every day. And so I think that we're still very early in the growth curve for Twitter in terms of how it can be adopted. And I think